Hello, hello, Ashley here. Welcome back to another episode of the Maverick Mompreneur Podcast. I am so glad that you're here, and I hope that you've had a wonderful month so far. I just had my daughter Taylor's birthday party yesterday. She actually doesn't turn 8 until the 15th, but we celebrated this weekend, and it was just a super fun time. This week, I'm actually going to start putting out 2 episodes per week. At least that's my intention. One episode is going to be a classic Maverick Mompreneur episode about online business, marketing, entrepreneurship, you know, the huge. And then the second episode is going to be a mini episode on something to do with podcasting. I have gotten so many questions about starting a podcast. And so I'm just going to do a series here of free content to help those of you who are wanting to start a podcast to have the motivation, inspiration, and tools that you need to get started. So I'm really excited for that. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you get notified of those episodes as they drop, because I don't have a set day for those to drop. It will just be as I have the time to sit down, hop on the mic, record, and publish for you. Today's episode is going to be about setting up your Instagram bio. I'm going to run through the way that mine is set up and why, and give you some tips to optimize yours so that you can attract your ideal customers. And if you're not following me on Instagram, go over there right now. Follow me. It's at Ashley R. Latimer. My middle name is Rebecca. Unfortunately, the handle Ashley Latimer is taken by my cousin, who is actually older than me. Yes, I have an older cousin named Ashley Latimer. Thank you, mom and dad. But anyway, I have at Ashley R. Latimer. Head over there, give me a follow. I'm going to be doing a lot of things over there in the next 60 days. And I'm obviously referencing my Instagram bio, and you can see it by following me. Shameless plug to go follow me and connect so we can be biz besties over there. Before we hop in, I want to share with those of you who are new or who maybe are not new but haven't caught this before, I have an amazing free resource that is literally a vault of my best top free content, and it's all in one place. It's called the Personal Brand Toolkit. There is always a link in the show notes to that free resource for you. You can also head to elevatedwithashley.com/toolkit and snag it there. I promise you will not be disappointed. At this point, I haven't started charging for it, but the more I add to it, the more I'm like, but enjoy my gift to you. I want my content to be as accessible as possible. So I put out a ton of free stuff. I want women in online business to have aligned brands that are sustainably monetized, and whatever I can do to that end, I'm going to do it, but I also have to stay in business, obviously. So you will see links to paid courses and things like that. If you are wanting to take a next step, that will be very clear how you can do so. All right, well, let's dive into today. We're going to talk about Instagram bios. An Instagram bio, or really any profile for a social media platform, for setting up a podcast, LinkedIn, Pinterest, whatever it is, there are ways that you can optimize your first chance, your first impression. We humans have literally the shortest attention span. It's shorter than that of a goldfish, which I believe is about 0.7 seconds. Like, we have zero attention span if something doesn't catch it. And so that's something that I want you to keep in mind. You want your profile to be professional, to be catchy, and do not waste any of your precious real estate. So let's start out with your picture. You definitely want to have a clear picture of just you. So no kids, no husbands, no partners, no pets, unless they are directly a part of your brand. And then also no selfies. It's not professional. Set the self timer, get some good lighting behind you, which we'll talk about in just a moment, and get a picture of yourself. Lighting is absolutely key. You want to use natural light if possible. So face a window as you're taking your picture, head outside, get some good natural lighting, or you can use a ring light. So have a ring light in front of you as you're taking your picture. That's going to eliminate shadows. Do a before and after. It's stunning the difference that lighting can make. Bright colors. Now, if your brand aesthetic is not bright colors, say you're a neutral gal or a very, you know, black and gray tone, which I guess is also neutrals, this is not absolutely a necessity, but bright colors can definitely help you stand out and be memorable. And then last but not least in your picture, this is not absolutely necessary. And I'm not going to be that girl that's like, smile, you have to smile. But it is proven that a friendly smile is going to be attractive to people. It's an attraction factor. So if you love to show your pearly whites, I recommend that you choose a picture of yourself or take a picture that does show your teeth. I don't usually smile with my teeth, but in almost all of my profile pictures, you'll see me smiling. Now, notice I didn't say that you have to have a professional picture done. No, you don't, but you want it to look professional if it is not professionally taken. So little things can make a huge difference. Wipe the lens of your camera phone off if you're taking a picture of yourself with self-timer. Every single time, wipe it off. I can tell every time when someone has not done that because there is a slight blurriness to it and we don't want that. And then, all right, let's move on to your name. So this is gonna be the very top line. This is what shows up in direct messages. So when you direct message someone, it's going to show your name. But what I like to do is add something afterwards that's going to pretty clearly and very succinctly define what it is that you do. And if you can use keywords within your niche, that's even better. So for example, on mine, it has my first and last name, Ashley Latimer. Now you don't have to do first and last name, but if you do want to have the extra layer of verification, you've got to have your first and last name that's going to match a government issued ID, like your driver's license or birth certificate, things like that. So first and last name, and then I have that followed by online business and branding mentor. So online business and branding, those are two key words for what I do within my niche, which is business. So when I DM someone, it's going to show that the message is from Ashley Latimer, online business and branding mentor. So side note here, I also do this in my emails. So when you receive an email from me, it says Ashley Latimer, and then in parentheses, online business for female entrepreneurs, because a lot of times we subscribe to email newsletters and we don't see anything for a while, or we've deleted or whatever. And then when it pops up, we're like, who is that person again? I don't expect anyone to have my brand recognition by my first and last name unless they follow me and have followed me over time. So I do recommend first and last name and your title. Just as another aside, handles and names with certain keywords, and this changes from time to time, but for example, right now, passive, the word passive, those do get flagged as spam. And so you want to make sure that if it's not your first and last name, it's not something that is going to get flagged as spammy just by nature of the name, and suppress the reach of your posts to hide your comments and all of those things that we do not want. We want this to be a way for you to gain followers who visit your profile, and we're not going to be able to do that if you're getting suppressed because of a keyword in your name or your handle that's getting flagged. Next up, let's talk about the prime real estate. So the rest of this thing, your bio can have up to 150 characters, including spaces and punctuation. You do not want to waste precious real estate on fluff. 1, 2, maybe 3 emojis, that's fine, but please don't emoji stuff your bio and waste that space. The goal of your bio is always, always, always to provide clarity and direction to your audience. So what do you do? Who do you serve? And then what is it that you have for them to do next? So clearly state what you do. So for example, mine, I've already had in the name itself, online business and branding mentor, and who you serve. For me, it's women entrepreneurs. In doing that, you're gonna set the stage for your audience to understand your expertise and how you can help them. Now with the rest of your real estate, ideally you have 3 lines before it comes to your link in bio. If you go beyond the 3 lines to a 4th, you may have characters left, but someone who views your profile is going to have to click 3 little dots to expand and see that 4th line. And most often than not, people are not going to do that. So my rule of thumb is keep it above where that would even happen. Like cut that out entirely. Little side tip here. I create my Instagram profile bio copy within my phone notes so that I can space it accordingly and kind of see how things will look and have it spaced line by line the way that I want it. And then I copy from there and paste it into my bio. And that way, if I go back and make changes and updates, and as you grow and expand, you will be doing that, especially in a piece that's coming up right after this, you're going to want to update it. So it's nice to have it in your iPhone notes. So another key thing to include in your Instagram bio is social proof. So social proof is what is going to boost your credibility and trust without someone knowing you yet. So again, this is like that one shot first impression. You want to establish that credibility and trust. It doesn't have to be a huge, you know, New York Times bestseller, although it will grow to be bigger and bigger and bigger as you continue to grow and accomplish. But basically, you want to highlight an achievement that's relevant to how you help others, how you help your ideal customer and client. For example, mine, I have top 200 marketing podcasts. So obviously, that highlights the fact that I do have a podcast. So that gives credibility and trust, but also also I have a top 200 marketing podcast, and people are looking to me for online business branding and marketing advice. So that's a nice way to not only direct to some more free content that I have here on the Maverick Mompreneur podcast, but it gives that added layer of credibility. It adds weight to your expertise, and it really demonstrates the authority that you have in your niche. So don't skip out on including some type of social proof, a result that you have gotten, a transformation that you have gotten that your ideal client wants for themselves. Please showcase that. It's so important. And then last but not least, a call to action, a CTA. A compelling CTA is what is going to encourage your audience to take action, to take that next step. To my recommendation, always, always, always get on your email list, whether it's through a freebie, a lead magnet, or an offer. And I want you to put just one link directly to your landing page or your checkout page so that it is crystal clear. Someone goes to your bio, you have a CTA inviting your audience to learn more about how they can achieve the result or transformation that they want with the guidance of you and your offer, either a free or paid offer. Point down to it, you should have just one link. You can change that link, you can update that as time goes on, but having more than one option is confusing. You want to drive to your one lead magnet or one offer consistently. And when we're talking about someone finding your content, clicking on your bio, they want to see what you're all about. They want to see sort of like your signature. They want to see what you're all about. And so have that one link be to something hyper valuable or a direct offer that shows how you got a result that you are showcasing in your content. Okay, I think that is it for today as far as Instagram bio optimization, why mine's set up the way that it is, things that I recommend for you as well. If you have a question for me, I definitely think you should check out my coaching membership, and that's the Maverick Society. We have weekly group hot seat coaching and question and answer. You can ask questions Monday through Friday in our private community, and you get instant access to my totally comprehensive online business, marketing, and entrepreneurship course and resource library while you're a member. Mind-blowing, yes, I know. And even more mind-blowing, it's extremely affordable each and every month. So you can always check that out in the show notes, or you can go to elevatedwithashley.com/membership and check out more information there. I will look forward to checking in with those of you interested in podcasting a little bit later this week. I will definitely see you around on the internet. And until next episode, cheers to your impact. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. My goal is to help as many women in business online as possible to build strong, powerful, aligned, and profitable personal brands. The best way to show you appreciate this content is to screenshot and share on your social media or share with your team. Actually, even better would be to also leave a review for the podcast on whichever platform you're listening on. If you are looking for any additional support, you can always reach me via email at hello@elevatedwithashley.com. You can DM me on Instagram at Ashley R. Latimer, or join us in the free Elevate Academy for Brand Building, Maverick Marketers, and Mompreneurs Facebook community. Can't wait to chat with you next week.